Hello and welcome to the LSAT Demon Daily. My name is Eric Johansson and I am a tutor with the LSAT Demon. Joining me today is LSAT Demon student Asad Jassani, who is hopping on the show to share his ongoing LSAT success story. How you doing, Asad?
I'm good. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to have you with me today. You recently got your first official test score back and showed, I think, a pretty huge improvement from where you started in a relatively short amount of time. So why don't you fill us in? What's the overview of your LSAT journey from where you started to where you are now?
Yeah. So towards the end of April of 2022, I took a cold diagnostic using Khan Academy, I think, and I scored a 146. I was a little disappointed. Standardized tests aren't usually my strong suit.
Hey, 146 cold diagnostic, I think, is totally normal. We see people make dozens of points of improvement from there all the time. So yeah, if you don't know what you're doing going in, 146, totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, this, I had never seen anything like this before. So it was definitely something unusual. But yeah, so I saw the cold diagnostic and I thought I should look up some great ways to study. I thought self-studying would be a good first attempt. And I used some other test prep companies for a while. I even picked up a couple books. And I saw a sort of stagnation for most of my practice tests. And 2 or 3 months into the summer, I wasn't really feeling it. And I remember coming across the LSAT Demon, one of Ben's or Nathan's videos, where they were explaining something about logical reasoning. And I think it was the strategy prep company that one of them was running. I thought, wow, that sounds very smart. I should look into if they're doing some kind of thing. And that's when I discovered the LSAT Demon program. And I thought, we should probably give this a go. And so I looked at a couple of the plans and I thought, yeah, I'll probably go for the live for a month and see what it's like. And oh my God, that was a game changer. I immediately started seeing some big holes being filled. And I was surprised at, you know, just the level of simplicity that Ben and Nathan and a lot of the instructors at the Demon were just imbibed with. And it seemed like it was finally doable. So I took about 2 months on the Demon, and my first official test was this past October, the 14th. And I got my score back last week, and I went from a 146 to a 164, which would be a 18-point increase.
18 points. So that was basically in 2 months. So you had done some other prep for a few months, didn't really get anywhere, and then just skyrocketed once you found the Demon. And was it like 2 months for 18 points? That's pretty darn good. A testament to how hard you worked and how you just, I think, realized that the test made sense.
Yeah, I think at that point when I started seeing the patterns, especially in logical reasoning and logic games, I thought, yeah, it's a very convoluted test, but it's very learnable. And I remember especially like Matt's world building with the games made it so much easier. I had never like come across something like that before. And even Rebecca's LR techniques, those seemed to be very handy. You just, you know, predicting the answers, that was a big part of it. And it almost seemed like even your cross-training courses where you were looking at the games and trying to fit in some of the techniques to logical reasoning, they all seem to make perfect sense.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Asad referenced one of the weekly live classes that I teach called LSAT Cross Training, the foundation of which is basically the idea that what makes you good at one section of the test makes you good at other sections of the test. So if you're struggling with LR, but you've got some chops on the games, realizing that, hey, what the tactics that you employ and your mindset on the games can equally apply to LR, and you can take your way of thinking about one section and apply it to the other one. So anyways, thanks. Quick PSA and shout out for my own course on Demon Live. Asad, you mentioned that once you came to the demon, you noticed there were some holes that kind of got filled in your LSAT prep or in your approach to the test. You care to expand on that or give specific examples of what you mean by that? What were some of the holes that you felt got filled?
I think one of the main things was, especially with a couple of the other prep companies, it was more like they wanted you to skip some of the easier stuff and try and master some difficult techniques. And it was sort of a memorization game, or you had to learn difficult technical jargon, like contrapositives, which, which, you know, they make sense when you understand them. But when you're just starting out, imagine chapter one being all about contrapositives. It's hard to pick that up.
There's there's so many questions that you can get right without probably all of the questions on the test without ever having to think about or talk about a contrapositive. It's just, like you said, it's like skipping the easy stuff to get to the hard stuff.
Yeah. And also, especially for reading comprehension, a lot of the strategies were geared around, oh, you know, just skim through the passage and start looking at the questions, and you could always go back because all the answers are there. Well, yeah, the answers are there, but if you don't know where to look, it's going to be pretty hard to get there.
Yeah, because you're basically just rereading from scratch, right?
Yeah. So instead of going back 10 times, I remember with the demon towards the end with harder passages, I was reading it once and just going back for specific word questions, which, like, specific meaning questions. Other than that, it was very easy to summarize exactly what I'd read. So I think that was very helpful.
And for those listeners who aren't at that place yet, who don't have that same feeling on RC yet, how did you get there? How do you get to the point where, you know, in the past you were having to go back to the passage to reread, to like re-understand it? And then somewhere you shifted to a point where you basically understood it the first time, and the only thing you were going back to the passage for was, like you said, a couple words here and there. What was it that made that change happen for you?
I think the main thing was reading every sentence and not worrying about the time. Instead of rushing to finish, let's say, four passages in 35 minutes, I aim to do three passages, sometimes two, but really slow down and understand every sentence. I wouldn't move ahead until I understood the sentence. So that was a game changer. In addition to that, trying to understand what they're trying to tell you with every sentence. Every sentence has a specific meaning. You know, glossing over some of the difficult stuff is just going to make it harder when you get to paragraph 3 and 4. But if you really understand what they're trying to say with every paragraph, it becomes so much easier to connect the dots, even when something's not explicitly clear, especially for the science fiction, chemistry, biology, physics type stuff. Mm-hmm. I was always thinking that would be a challenge, but towards the end, those became some of the ones that became really predictable and almost fun in a crazy sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to go back to something you said, which I really like, which was understanding for every sentence what they are trying to tell you. And I think what's key there is understanding that there's a relationship between you as the reader and the author who wrote this, that these aren't just words on a page, which mean something in the abstract. These were written by a person for a reason to tell you something. And understanding and critical understanding is going to come from kind of engaging with that relationship and understanding, okay, who am I to this author? And what is it that that person is trying to tell me with these words? Rather than just like, what do these printed words mean on the page? Rather, what is this sentence as part of the larger piece? And what is this kind of one-way conversation that is being had? Why is my time being spent?
That's right. And, you know, every author, no matter how convoluted the sentences are, they're trying to convey something. And it's all about figuring that out, I guess.
Great. 2 months of study. You're in school right now?
That's correct. I am starting my third year at a Canadian university, the University of Toronto, and I am not sure yet about applying to law schools in the States. I'm very interested, but I'm gonna apply broadly, and hopefully a second take on the LSAT is gonna be helpful for that because I love the philosophy at the Demon where if you have to go to law school, try and go for free. So a higher score seems to translate into more money in the States.
Well, that's certainly true, and it's awesome to hear that you are already thinking about taking it again, even after 18 points of improvement. And you could very well just call it in and say, "Hey, 164, good enough for me," but you're getting greedy. You're going to take it again. You clearly understand at this point that there is more to learn. And you can master more of this test, right? Where is it that you see, or do you see the blueprint or the path forward to how you get to an even higher score? Do you know where it is that you have to keep working?
Yes, I think I want to specifically work on, improving the time performance on the test. I think I noticed this in my practice tests and on the official. I was spending a little more time on the easier questions, sort of like the initial first 8 to 10 questions in every section. And I know I could probably speed up there so that I'm rushing less at the end. And I would probably need to work on RC. That seems to be a weaker section of mine.
How are you going to get faster at the easy questions?
I think it's probably going to be going back and starting up practice without a timer so that I can really understand what's going on with every question. And especially the first one or two passages in RC, if I can try and ignore the timer and completely understand every sentence and try and not go back to the passage often. I think that'll speed it up by a few minutes.
Absolutely. I love how your first answer when I asked how you're going to speed up is the first thing out of your mouth, you said, "Well, I'm going to turn off the timer and ignore it." And understanding, absolutely, because understanding is going to allow you to make stronger predictions, and better understanding is going to allow you to dismiss wrong answers quicker. It's not that you get through the passage quicker, it's that you get to dismiss those, just disregard those completely bad answer choices way faster.
The main thing, especially for doing well on the test, is don't try to rush it. I ended up picking out a test date and I ended up creating this schedule months in advance, and I was very set on taking the October test. And I don't think I was at that point in my PTs yet where I was hoping for a 170 plus, and I don't think I gave myself enough time. So along my journey, I think I wouldn't schedule that test in hindsight. I would keep studying and wait till my practice tests reflected a score that I was comfortable with having on as an application. And I would probably give it a few more months. Not that the test really mattered because you could take it again and schools only care about your highest score. But, just creating a mental block of, I need to get this done by this time, that seemed counterproductive. And I think that along with that, give yourself enough time. You should be prioritizing getting a better score over getting it done this cycle or getting it done by a certain date. I think that might be very helpful to people just starting out, or even someone who might have taken an official test once or twice. Just let it unravel and work your way until you get the score that you're happy with.
It's sort of like taking our advice about not worrying about the time on the test and expanding it out to a macro level of your entire approach to the test and applications, right? So you don't let yourself be overwhelmed by the big picture or think that you have to do things on the timeline of your entire application process or, 35 minutes for 25 questions. It's no focus on this one important thing right now, and then worry about the other stuff later.
That's right. That's a good way to put it.
Any other key lessons from your LSAT study that you're going to continue to apply as you reach forward into the 170s that other students might find useful?
I think one other thing might be there's always one right answer. It's very easy for students, particularly at the start of your testing journey, to argue with the test and say, no, well, B looked like it could be a good answer, or C was pretty close. It was just a couple words. I think I struggled with that as well, where I was trying to think like a lawyer and justify every single answer. But the truth is, there's just one answer. So no matter what you believe to be a justification, really taking the time to understand, I think especially for the curve breaker questions, it might just be one or two words where your answer might have been fine, but it's those one or two things that really make a wrong answer wrong. Mm-hmm. So one of those things might be don't argue with the test. Try and see where you went wrong, because I guess the test is written by pretty smart people and it's checked by very smart people. So yeah, there's one answer. Try to understand why the wrong answers are wrong, as importantly as understanding why the right answers are right.
Well, Asad, it was great having you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing your success story. Look forward to maybe seeing you in class still and hearing from you as you continue to improve. And please write back in and let us know if you take the test again and crush it, get an even higher score. I think there's only upside for you taking it again, and you know that. So you got the right attitude, and I think it's going to go a long way for you.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you in class as well.
All right. That is Asad Jassani, current LSAT Demon student, who just improved by 18 points in a matter of a couple months and is going to get greedy and take it again. If you'd like to share any LSAT or law school admissions news, reach out at daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.